Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose, getting ready for playoff soccer. Esak County Boys will start us off, and joining me, head coach Sam Ellis. And first, coach, your team comes into this game with a record of 3-8, and really you guys have played a ton of close games this year, and especially in the back half of the season had some really high caliber teams you matched up with. Walk us through some of your thoughts on this season as a whole. I mean, you open up against Logan Magnolia and score big, and then, like I said, down the stretch, the competition got stiffer as the season went along.
Yeah, I thought we started off the season as good as we possibly could with the win over Logan. And then we played well in the games after those, just lost the close ones, didn't finish. And then played some pretty tough teams towards the end of the season, but that's only going to make us better. Those kind of teams are the teams that are going to be competing for state tournament spots, and that's the teams you want to see. That's how you're going to compare yourself, see where you're at and where you need to go.
You look at the beginning part of the year, you talked about the Logan Magnolia win. West Sioux was lopsided, but before you get to that back part of the season, leads against Panorama and both Carroll, and then falling short against Kemper, what was kind of the talking points for the team? You know, Panorama was a two-goal lead, Carroll was a two-goal lead. What was being said in the huddle? I mean, there's got to be frustration, but on that same token, I mean, there's got to be some positives to when you get out to those big leads.
We were in control of the game for both of those for probably 65, 70 minutes of the 80 minutes. It's just the second half got us. Some things didn't go our way, and the best thing is we learned how to overcome that, because we had later games where it was 0-0, 1-0 at half against Atlantic and against Avoca, and we learned how to press and win the second half, because we won both those games, and I think we controlled the ball and the shots and everything in those two games. So I think that those losses may not have been fun at the time, but I think it helped build for wins later on.
Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose, and now we switch to the back part of the season. Over that stretch, playing teams like West Central Valley, who is ranked, Fort Dodge, who always seems to play you guys well, Humboldt, who's a powerhouse in 3A, and then Greene County in 2A, ranked number 6 at the time. What were some of the biggest takeaways from those games? You know, those are the teams, we've talked about it before, that kind of expose the weaknesses, if there are any. Outside of that, what were some of the big takeaways playing those dominant teams in the back part of the year?
It showed us where we need to be on defensively and in the midfield. And it also showed that we could move the ball on them, too, because we could control the ball when we wanted to. We just got to end up with when it's in our offensive third, we have to put shots on goal and make the keeper handle it. But there's a lot of positive we could take from it. I mean, those are fantastic teams, and they're ranked for a reason. It's just we have to take the lessons we learned on the defensive side and on the midfield side, and also take the positives of what we got for, because today's a brand new season. What regular season doesn't matter anymore. They're not going to give you a medal anymore. So it's a brand new season, and it goes on from here.
And then, you know, on the more positive note from the regular season, you guys play Atlantic and then AHSTW, winning both of those games by scores of 3-0. Talk about that from a team perspective. I mean, you talk about the close games right around there. Maybe some frustration was built up. It had to feel good to get on the right side, not once, but twice, and dominant in both games as well.
Yeah, and the kids will be the first ones to tell you that 3-0 they weren't happy with. They wanted more. And that's what you want. You got to be hungry. You got to want more goals. But they went after in those two games. Their attitude and their effort was outstanding. They moved the ball offensively. They dictated what they wanted to do possessionally. And if we can do that today, that's going to be lead to success for us. We don't have to move the ball 100 miles an hour. We just have to move the ball and possess the ball, and then end up with a quality result.
Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. And now switching gears to the matchup tonight. I mean, it's a night of historical significance for you and the boys. It's the first time that Esak County Boys Soccer has hosted a playoff game. Before we dive into this game, just talk a little bit about that. I mean, this is a team that's been grinding the last few years. Finally get that home playoff game. I mean, that's got to be a big moment for you and this team.
The guys are excited. It's nice just to be able to travel to your home field, get the routine you've gotten to all season, and know that the other team is traveling into an unknown that they haven't played in this year. And hopefully our crowd shows up today, which I know they will. And when they do, they're loud and they get into it. So, and then we'll have that on our side.
And then you look at the team you're matching up against, Carroll Kuemper Catholic. You guys fell to them 1-0 in a game that was extremely close, the last goal coming in the final 20 minutes of the game. Walk us through what you were seeing in that game. It was in a stretch where your team really played well, but just couldn't quite get over the hump and get a win prior to Atlantic. What were you seeing in the first matchup against Kuemper?
It was a pretty even match, and just a couple of hiccups on our part, and they led to the goal for Kuemper. But for us, we needed to improve our touches and our possession and play East Sac County soccer. And I think we're going to see a tough matchup, a pretty even matchup today, and hopefully we come out on top.
And then last question for you, Coach. You haven't played this team in nearly a month, so both you and Kuemper, probably different-looking teams than what you were back in April. What are some things you're hoping to see out of your team, and what are some things you've keyed in on from playing Kuemper the first time that needed changed, fixed, or something you liked in there as well that can help your team pick up the win tonight in the playoffs?
During the course of the season, we tweaked making sure that we when we're passing the ball, we're in the right spots, we're not running away from each other. And then when we have the ball, we possess it, we end up with a quality shot or make the goalkeeper handle it. I don't think we did that enough in the first game. We had some good shots, but we got to test the goalkeeper, and we got to make him move and make him make a mistake. And then on defensively, if we mark up and watch their slants and diagonal crosses, we should be in good shape. But they've improved throughout the season, watching film on them. It's not going to be the same game, and I hope they're not going to be the same team they were, and I hope we're not the same team we were either.
Sounds good, Coach, and it should be an exciting night as you guys play host to your first ever playoff game.
Well, thanks for the coverage, as always.
Pre-game coverage continues next. That was head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Soccer. We'll talk some stats and get you ready for the playoff game. It's just around the corner. You're listening to East Sac County Raiders Soccer right here on KKIA 92.9, The Moose.